Today on Real Radio.
Israel and the United States, maybe there are other nations. They will shoot the guy that's shooting at them. And because we have better training and better shooters, after we shoot the bad guy, we run over and take care of the bad guy. That is a Judeo-Christian value.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's special edition of Real Radio, we honor our veterans. We'll be stepping away from our verse-by-verse through the book of Luke and hearing part of our Veterans Day service held on November the 8th of 2009 here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Of course, due to time limitations, we present a condensed version. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
Well, we want to welcome all of you here and to just acknowledge the fact that we enjoy so much as a people. We enjoy so much that, quite frankly, we've become so spoiled that freedom is an absolute God-given gift that He's placed in the soul of every man and woman created on the planet. And we've gathered here today to pay honor and tribute and to show our gratitude. Because I know I speak for you when I say we love our freedoms. And as we look about and we see the evaporation of our freedoms, it makes us, at least in my heart, with greater resolve to defend those freedoms. There's no one defending those freedoms more than those that are here today, either in uniform or family members representing those who are in uniform that are away from us right now. But it is absolutely essential that all of us recognize the fact that without these brave men and women, that we could not even sit in these chairs. They have given themselves for a cause that transcends even this awesome Old Glory flag. It transcends even our belief as Americans. It's as our founding fathers declared, it is an internal, yet divine deposited responsibility to defend freedom, to love it, to die for it, to die for a cause that's greater than yourself. This is an amazing country still. And when I look at those who are in uniform fighting for and defending the freedoms of this nation, it's absolutely an honor to be an American. You see, we're Canadians and we're Portuguese and we're Cubans and we're Persians, but we've come together only if we believe in the ideal and the amazing, miraculous work of God assembling a nation some nearly 500 years ago, if you think about it. Bringing a country together, bringing people together, seeking freedoms from different walks of life to be an American. Patrick Henry said, "Up until this day, sir, I have been a Virginian. As of now, I'm an American." Patrick Henry was the first one to make that declaration, and all of the other fathers got in line. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Italy. And I was happy to be there because they love Americans in Italy. Because they remember. After this American dream liberated Italy, Americans went home when they were done. And the Italians got to do what they do best, is make incredible food and build incredible buildings. They were free to live. And if we're allowed to get the job done in Iraq and Afghanistan, they'll be free to live. You are an amazing group of people. that you would give your blood for the freedom of others to enjoy something that some have never known, that they might have what you have always enjoyed, that you would give yourself up that they might know it, to me is an absolute miracle of the human heart and nature. Being a pastor, I'm biased. I think God put that in you. It's an amazing thing. I've been told to share a little bit regarding our U.S. military, our freedoms, what we enjoy today, the sacrifice, and the high cost of it all, and God's favor upon us as a nation. A lot of people have a hard time reconciling that. She, Maria, said, Jack, just share from a biblical perspective regarding our freedom and the issue of war as Christians and all. As a son of the United States Marine Corps out of San Diego, I personally, when I came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I had no struggle whatsoever with the concept of war and military, Christianity, forgiveness. I'm a history freak. I love it. Although I hated history until I became a Christian. Isn't that just weird? Anyway, I just started eating it up after that. And it's an amazing thing because we would assume for a moment that if Jesus is the Prince of Peace, then we could never war. How could we do such a thing? It seems to be contradictory. And yet if you read the Bible carefully, the Bible is not a book on war. It's a book on forgiveness, love, grace, mercy, peace. It's also a book on judgment and justice. And so when I have people say to me, Pastor, we love the church, but we really, really get kind of concerned how almost every Sunday there's another kid from this church heading off to somewhere in the world to serve our country. And you need to pray for me because I have a hard time with that. Because they have no problem enjoying the freedoms that allow them to go eat after church, even sit in church, and vote and work and go to bed at night without worrying about somebody bombing your house or whatever, you know? And they forget. And often I will ask someone who is against defending our freedoms, I ask them, at what point will you stand up and defend your freedom? And they always give me some, you know, stuff they learned in college someplace. Until you make it personal. I mean, let's be honest. Here we are in Southern California. On 9/11, for some of you, New York City might as well be next to Berlin. It's so far from here. And you watched it on TV, after all. So how real was it? Until you go there, or if you've been to New York and you've seen those great buildings, or if you've been to the Pentagon and you've seen what's happened, it becomes very real to you. And you begin to understand there's people who want to hurt us. Look, I want to dream the dream that there's no bad in the world. The amazing thing is the Bible says there is bad in the world. There is danger in the world. The amazing thing is, as Christians, we don't go looking for danger. We don't go look to pick a fight. Read Washington's letters. Read Adams. But when a fight is picked, we don't walk away from it either when your freedoms are under attack. Why? Because if you don't defend freedom when attacked on the shores of the enemy who attacked you, did you hear me? You attack your enemy who attacked you on their shores, not these shores. There's a difference. We didn't pick the fight on September 11th. They picked on us. Righteousness. God uses nations to deal with other nations. If you like it or not, it's too bad. It's what God does. But there's a great difference as how to war. There's a great difference as what is war. A dear friend of mine in northwestern Germany, about 10 years older than me, he said, Jack, I grew up in Germany. My parents told me something that I've never forgotten. And I said, what is that? He said, history has shown that if you're ever going to be disciplined by some other nation for your insane actions, he was speaking as a German, mind you, referencing Hitler's antics. He said, if you ever are going to be disciplined by some other nation in war, you want to be disciplined by America. Isn't that strange? And I said, I've never heard that before. Why is that? And he said, because America is the only one who, when they're done with you, they leave. And after they leave, they send a bunch of money to rebuild everything they bombed and tore down. It's a good thing to be disciplined by America, said a German man to me. In my prayer, I said, there will not be peace until the Prince of Peace comes. That's a fact. But ladies and gentlemen, God, when you read the Bible, has shown us that when freedoms are brought under attack, you defend them. It is God who says, when your family is attacked, defend it. And when you think about the fact that man will war against man until time ends, the greatest thing that we can do until the Lord returns is to love on one another and to defend one another, and in that there is no contradiction. We are the only nation in the world. Oh, well, I do know a lot about Israel. Israel and the United States, maybe there are other nations. They will shoot the guy that's shooting at them. And because we have better training and better shooters, after we shoot the bad guy, we run over and take care of the bad guy. That is a Judeo-Christian value that has been instilled in our guardsmen, in our Marines, in our sailors, and in our airmen. It's a value that transcends our material world, and it is amazing. And we celebrate and we thank all of you.
You're listening to portions of our Veterans Day service held on November the 8th of 2009 here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Now, stepping up to the pulpit is United States Marine Corps Sergeant Major O'Loughlin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I joined the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines, in January of 2005. And I deployed in 05 and 06 and then again in 07 and received the packages from your church. And just through the pre-deployment workups and gatherings and stuff like that, I got to know Jim and Maria and learn about your church here. And the great President Ronald Reagan said that some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they've made a difference to the world. But Marines don't have that problem. Okay? I would just like to let you know that all of you, with your prayers and your care packages and everything that the support you've given, you don't have that problem either. You have made a difference in this world. The when we were over there in 05, 06, to 06, we were training an Iraqi company right alongside. Each of the companies would train an Iraqi company to get more proficient in combat operations and just being an army again, since we had dismantled the whole army and we're building it back up. So the packages that you sent to us, in we shared some of that stuff with the Iraqi soldiers, and most of them were either Shia or Sunni Muslim. And when we had explained to them through interpreters who was sending these packages, they would at first have like kind of a dumbfounded look on their face about why would Christians be sending this stuff, and you're allowing us to have it. But we explained, you know, that's just what we do as Christians. And so you've made a difference to Iraqi soldiers also. And a lot of that stuff, some of that stuff I know was sent back to their families. They receive a little less pay than the American military, of course. So they would, when they go on their breaks or their leave time, they would take some of the stuff that we give them they would take that back to their families. So your donations and your contributions have made a difference, not just to the American military, but to the Iraqi military at all as well. The one thing I'd like to leave you is please continue with your prayers, especially your support in the sending of the packages, because when people ask me, what was it like over there in Iraq, I explain, if it wasn't for some asphalt on some roads, some power lines, and an occasional cell phone here or there, it's a scene out of the Bible. Okay? It's dirt paths, it's goat herders, it's camels walking around, and then explosions and firefights here and there. So it is very austere, and the packages that you send do make a great difference to the Marines and all the other service members that you send to, because it gets very boring over there in between the chaos. It's a very boring time. The heat is unbearable in the summertime, and it gets pretty cold in the winter months when it starts raining a lot. So all the stuff that you send makes a great difference. I want to thank you very much for that. The last thing I would leave you with is please continue on with the prayers, the packages, and to contact your elected officials, because they need as much encouragement to do the right thing as possible. So thank you very much.
You're listening to a special edition of Real Radio, portions of our Veterans Day service held on November 8th of 2009 here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That was Sergeant Major O'Loughlin from the United States Marine Corps. Now, here's Pastor Jack.
In the way of support, you guys, think of this. It was a very, very cold winter, and we were losing bad. The British had us pinned down everywhere. William Howe, commander of the British forces, had boasted earlier that summer that he'd be home by a warm fireside in good old London for Christmas. That they'd put a quick end to George Washington and his ragamuffins. We had been so severely beaten. We had lost the battles at Manhattan. We were losing along the way. How in the world can a nation be born and Washington be victorious with one defeat after another? And you can't win, by the way. We had the United States, our Continental Army had retreats that have gone down to military history. They were like miraculous. You need to read about it. But you can't win a war by retreating. We were down, you guys, to just over 3,000 soldiers. And the British had over 60,000. The winter was coming in, setting in. And Nathaniel Greene, General Nathaniel Greene under Washington, said, "We need a break." He wasn't talking about the break that you and I are thinking about. He said, "We need a break. We need something fantastic. The troops are sick. They are discouraged. We have been sitting, waiting for our demise. It would be better to die doing something than to rot through this winter." And he got that message to Washington, and it sank in. And Washington devised a plan on Christmas night. As the German hired mercenaries, the Hessians were there at Trenton, New Jersey, celebrating, drinking, having a Christmas time, really being pre-victorious over the defeat of the Americans. They went to sleep, and that night, that amazing picture that you've all seen in your history books, at least I pray to the Lord it's still in your history books, that Washington was crossing the Delaware and heading over to Trenton, New Jersey. They would march all night long, 1,000 men. The attack was supposed to be at 5 a.m. in the morning, delays, weather, the all-night march. It was delayed till 8 o'clock. Washington said, "It's not going to work." And as he sat down and as he wrote, he had a friend with him, one of the greatest Americans that's ever lived, Dr. Benjamin Rush. watched the note fall from Washington's hands. He was writing these notes and tearing pieces and writing and then tearing the pieces and writing. He was writing to his generals, and one fell to the ground, and Benjamin Rush looked at it and he saw it, and Washington was writing the code word to attack, and it said victory or death. It was over for America. And just over 15 minutes in a surprise attack, that battle in Trenton turned the entire tide. The troops were encouraged. Prior to that day, Washington had lost support of Congress. He had two friends, John Hancock and John Adams. The rest of the team turned their back on and they said, it's over. In fact, they talked and prayed about replacing Colonel or General at that time now, Washington. The Battle of Trenton, New Jersey turned the tide on the war. A ragtag group of soldiers, citizen soldiers, were encouraged, and London was shocked to hear that Washington had beaten Howe's Hessians in New Jersey. Everything changed from that point on. Why? They were encouraged. You guys, we got to send our encouragements. When Napoleon's forces heard that Napoleon was coming their way, they were so encouraged that the general was on his way that they began to be victorious, and it was no longer necessary for Napoleon to come to the battlefield in that direction, because just at the word of Napoleon's coming to the battle caused them to win. You guys, if we were to send them a Snickers bar or an In-N-Out burger, God bless them, and say, you know what? Here we come. We're coming. We're coming with socks, Cheez-Its, and Snickers. We love you. We haven't forgotten. Look, I don't know the direction this government of ours is going to take in the political realm, but let's not sit around and wait for Washington to do anything. We need to do it. We've got to do it.
Pastor Jack Hibbs at our Veterans Day service held here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills on November the 8th of 2009. Just our special way of honoring our veterans on this day here on Real Radio. And we have Pastor Jack with us here. We only have a couple of minutes left, Pastor Jack, but I know you have one more thing you'd like to share with us today.
Thanks, Mike. You know, today's Veterans Day, and for all of us here at Calvary Chapel, that is a very serious thought and consideration. Our church has seen so many young men and women go to battle. Almost every Sunday, we bring up our young service men and women and send them off with tremendous support. And one of those things, Mike, is the fact that we have on occasion General William Boykin speak here at Calvary. And for those of you who don't know who he is a legend in our modern armed services today. U.S. Army Delta Force commander. He was one of the founding fathers of the Delta Force. He was the commander of the Army's Green Beret units and U.S. Army commander for special operations. General Boykin loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last time he spoke at our church, Mike, he gave a message that literally caused me to become very emotional. The power of it, the strength of it, the encouragement of it. It is not limited to those of you who may be in military. As a Christian, for all of us, we're all in a grand fight for righteousness. But I've got to tell you from my heart, and I've really looked forward to this announcement today, that if you get this DVD for your own personal library, for your own personal strength, you will not be disappointed. It's General Boykin addressing this body here at Calvary, and it's changed my life personally. Or maybe you know someone who is serving America's freedom somewhere in the world. I highly encourage you to get a copy of this DVD in the amount of any bit of support for Real Radio. We'll get it out to you, and you get it into the hands of those loved ones that you know that are defending our faith, our family, and our freedoms. And you can do that by going to realradioactive.org. Of course, that's all one big word, realradioactive.org, and you can order online, or you can just call us at 1-877-RR-RADIO. That's 1-877-RR-RADIO, 877-777-2346. You will not be disappointed. You will be blessed by this tremendous address that General William Boykin gave right here at Calvary Chapel.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.